This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. We commence in the name of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all conditions. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to bless his household, to bless every one of us, to grant us goodness, to bless our offspring, those to come up to the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, tonight being one of the first of the odd nights from the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, it is important for us to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the dua that we commenced this beautiful session with. And that is, O Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive us. Don't underestimate the value of a prayer during any one of these last nights. Keep repeating it through the night. Even if you happen to recline, even if you happen to sleep for a while, what you need to know, what I need to know, we cannot afford to forego, we cannot afford to leave out the nights that are from tonight onwards. Not to say the previous nights were not important, but these nights are extremely important. We don't want to miss even a single one. For indeed, if we were to make that dua, if we were to engage in the dhikr of Allah, if we were to spend just one of these nights completely in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows, that might just be our Jannah. That might just be total and absolute forgiveness. We read Surah As-Sajdah yesterday, and I want to pick up a point from that particular surah. It is named after the sajda, which means the prostration. And in that surah, the highlight is actually the sajda. The highlight is the prostration that the believers make. And Allah describes them by saying, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Their sides forsake their beddings. Their sides forsake their beddings. They call out to Allah throughout the night, hoping in the mercy of Allah and fearful of the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they spend from that which Allah gives them. Notice, the spending is always thrown in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people who truly fear Allah, they have a quality where they have hope in Allah. They spend the nights in the worship of Allah very often. And they, together with the hope, they have an element of fear. Out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't want to transgress. They don't want Allah to be angry with them because they love Allah so much. Just like you and I, if we loved someone so dearly, we would not like to hurt them or to make them feel sad in the case of a human being. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not like to make him angry or upset. It is the love that should drive us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love would mean we fear to actually spoil that relationship that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we fear the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. And thereafter he says, they spend, which means they are concerned about other creatures of Allah. They spend on others, they spend on family members. And remember, spending, yes, primarily it is referring to the wealth that Allah gave you, the sustenance that He gave you. But it also goes beyond that, to your character. You spend your character upon someone. The hadith speaks of a smile being an act of charity. What is that? It's character, it's conduct being spent, because it is priceless. It is something very, very valuable. You cannot even put a tag on it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every form of goodness. So that is a quality that this surah is actually known for. And it is repeated generally as per the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday in Salat al-Fajr. Generally the surah is read and it is a reminder for all of us, come on, once in a while, let's spend the entire night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah strengthen myself and may He strengthen every one of us. Ameen. We move on to Surah Al-Ahzab. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us and the believers from the time that the Quran was revealed going right up to the end of time to remember the favors upon you that were bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of these favors that Allah had bestowed upon the people at the time was that when the armies in large numbers and they had struck a huge alliance, they came through to Medina Munawwara wanting to attack the Muslims, and they were confident that we are going to destroy the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired through the mutual consultation the Prophet peace be upon him and his companions to dig a trench around the parts of Medina where it was possible for horses to cross or for people to cross. And the trench was a large trench. When the kuffar arrived, the enemy arrived, they were stunned. They were shocked. They had not known of this tactic before. So when they saw it, subhanallah, they were unable to enter Medina Munawwara to fight the Muslims. And they decided, well, we are going to camp here. After some time, you know, these people will probably lower their guard and we will be able to go in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, when He is with you, nobody can harm you. They can come hundreds of thousands and millions. If Allah is with you, nothing can happen. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, do you know that Allah sent the wind and Allah sent a storm and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to be destroyed and to run away because of the weather, the conditions of the weather. And this is why Allah speaks about the weather and various other creatures of His, such as the clouds and the lightning and so on. And He calls them His army, part of the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He uses those. He can use it for merciful purposes and He can use it for punishment. This is why when it's raining, we are taught to make a dua, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Oh Allah, let this be beneficial rain. Oh Allah, let it not be rain of destruction. Let it be rain that will bring about Your mercy and so on. That's just one example. So in this case, Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Remember the favors of Allah upon you. إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها. Remember when the alliances, when the entire army, the allies had come forth. And Allah says, we sent against them the wind, just the wind. And we sent against them an army that you could not see. What's that army? The angels. My brothers and sisters, right now we are in the house of Allah. There are angels present here without a doubt. Allahu Akbar. Without a doubt. This is the house of Allah. There are angels present here. When we gather in order to remember Allah and to gain closeness to Allah, the angels encircle us to ensure we are not harmed. Subhanallah. The angels encircle us. They make dua for us. They call out to Allah for our forgiveness. So we should understand as believers, we definitely know that one of the pillars of Iman is that we believe in all the angels, the fact that they exist, and the fact that Allah uses them to this day as He wills and wishes. He instructs them and they don't go against His instruction. So have hope in Allah. I'm in trouble, when you are in trouble, if you have faith in Allah, He will send even the angels to guard you, to protect you, to open your doors. You won't know what happened, but Allah knows. People say, that was a miracle. Subhanallah, at least they're acknowledging it was nothing to do with them. It was Allah. How many of us have witnessed things in our lives where we don't know how it happened? Well, Allah knows. He did it. Subhanallah. He wants to see. Will you acknowledge that it's His power? He used an army that you couldn't see, whether it were angels or anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. The reason, the ability to think about this, the reason I say this is that verse is saying, O you who believe, remember that. Think about it. Go back and ponder over it. That's what we are doing. Although it wasn't you and I directly, but we believe those were our brothers. They were the founders of this deen. They fought in order for it to get to us today. So we are seated here because the battle of Badr took place and there were people prepared to lose their lives. so that Islam came to you and I. May Allah bless them. May Allah grant them goodness. The minimum we can do is at least follow the faith. At least follow the deen. They gave their lives for it. They gave their lives for it. Not just once. Many occasions, many of them lost their lives. And what we do, we're busy thinking whether I want to read Salatul Fajr or not. But they gave their lives. Today it came to you. How can we think about that? I'm pondering over whether I should sin or not. A'udhu billah. They died so that the deen could come to you and I. And Allah says, oh believers, think about it. We favored you. We favored you by sending you people to protect you and the deen. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said on the day of Badr, oh Allah, you see, we here are 313. Save us if you'd like to be worshipped on earth. They were saved. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us goodness. So this is the surah that is at the beginning. Later on, Allah says, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Those who have hope in the meeting with Allah. Do you want to meet with Allah? Those who have hope in the last day. They have hope in the goodness that will come out of that last day because they are trying. Remember yesterday we spoke about the trial. Because they are trying, they have hope. If you have hope in the meeting with Allah, you want to meet with your maker, well then Allah says, you know what you need to do? You need to follow the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Try and learn his entire life and emulate. He went through so much of difficulty and hardship, it did not make him weaker in faith. Instead, it made him stronger in faith. It made him more powerful in his conviction. He was upon the highest possible level. But he went even higher when it came to his difficulties. He was more convinced in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, remember Allah a lot. Remember Allah a lot. In another verse we heard tonight, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru, O you who believe, remember. The first one said, O you who believe, remember when we helped you. The second one says, O you who believe, remember. Remember what? اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah a lot, a lot. The remembrance of Allah commences with the Quran. It's the greatest of the remembrance of Allah. You want to remember Allah, you must read the Quran, learn it, understand it, put it into practice, convey it to others. That is the highest possible form of the remembrance of Allah. أفضل الذكر تلاوة القرآن. The best remembrance you can ever have is the Quran. Why? Because it's the word of Allah. It is spoken by Allah, your maker and mine. When we read these words, they are not yours and my words. And this is why when an error happens in salah, it is an honor to be corrected. It is an absolute pleasure and an honor when someone from the back who knows what has happened and there is an error, yelling out at the top of their voices, you've made a mistake. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, it is such a great honor because it is not my word. It is the word of Allah. If it were mine, I could have tampered. If it is the word of Allah, there is no tampering permissible. Therefore, Allah says clearly, remember Allah a lot. What will it do to you? It will refine you. It will fine-tune you. You will understand that you need to develop this link. It will make you a better person. It will bring you closer to the hereafter. It will make you yearn to meeting with Allah. And do you know what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him too. You want to meet Allah, guess what? Allah wants to meet you too. Subhanallah. Imagine I want to meet Allah and then I find out Allah's been waiting to meet me. Allahu Akbar. That's what the hadith says. You love to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet you. But I can tell you the bottom line is, when we do good and we continue doing good, we start thinking to ourselves, oh Allah, it would be such a lovely day when I met you. But when we do bad and when we are evil, let's be honest, we don't even want to die. We don't even want to come and meet a religious person, let alone meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us. This is why Allah says, oh you who believe, remember Allah a lot. And the dhikr continues to even the tasbihat. Anything to do with the deen is the dhikr of Allah. Just like sabilillah, the path of Allah, is anything to do with the struggle to become a better person, closer to Allah. The same would apply when it comes to the words dhikrullah. Anything that would be mentioned that would draw you closer to Allah is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this great gift. And that's why once your tongue is absolutely within what Allah says in terms of dhikr, it will be known as sadid. Sadid meaning straight. This man's tongue is straight. A man whose tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah and the remembrance of Allah, he's not going to lie. He's not going to deceive. He's not going to cheat. He's not going to utter hurtful words, whether it's against his family or those who work for him, or those who are around him, or those who are lower than him or higher. He's not going to say bad words, backbiting, deception, nothing, because he doesn't want to waste that tongue and the movement of it in anything that is outside of the pleasure of Allah. So Allah ends that particular surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, by saying, oh, you who believe, there's a reminder for you. What is it? يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and only utter that which is straight, that which is upright, free from falsehood, from deception, from hurtful words, from vulgar words, from anything abusive, and the list goes on. You know what is wrong speech. You know it. I know it. And Allah says, if you are conscious of what you say and what you utter, we love the fact that you use your tongue correctly so much that all your other deeds will make them good for you and we will accept them from you. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Two things we are going to do for you as a favor. When you watch your tongue, we will make your deeds good. We will make your deeds pure, which means whatever deeds you've done, we are going to make them acceptable because you were worried about your tongue. And Allah says, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The little sins you might have committed, we will just wipe them out because you are trying very hard with your tongue. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever guarantees me the correct use of what is between the cheeks, meaning the tongue, and the correct use of what is between the thighs, meaning the private parts, I guarantee him paradise. Done. I guarantee him paradise. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked, which is the deed that will make people enter Jannah? He says, two deeds. The piety, the consciousness of Allah, number one, and good character, number two. The Sahaba then asked, what about Jahannam? Which deeds would have made people go into hellfire? He says, never mind deeds, they are organs. Subhanallah. Al-famu wal-farju. The mouth and the private parts. For those two, people will be burning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That's why I spent a moment speaking about the tongue, the dhikr of Allah, the fact that in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah tells us in so many different ways to watch out what we say. In one place he says, remember Allah often. And in the other one he says, say that which is straight. When you say that which is straight and you remember Allah often, we're going to make you beautiful people. Beautiful people. Brothers and sisters, I have a request. The request is from today, this great night of Ramadan, the 21st. May Allah forgive us. Let us promise that we will utter beautiful words to our family members, starting with our family members from today for the rest of our lives. Only beautiful words. It's not impossible. Even if you have something negative, you want to correct someone, there is a method. Don't break their heart. Don't swear. Don't be abusive. Say it in a lovely way. Come on. You can do it. Just like you would like when someone corrects you, that they use good words. You need to also utilize beautiful words. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that as for the believers, as for those who were conscious, He will grant them forgiveness and He will grant them Jannatul Firdaus. I want to mention a point or two of the next surah, Surah Saba. Saba is Sheba, which is in Yemen. It is a place. So this surah is named after a place. Why? That place, Allah blessed them with beautiful gardens. Allah gave them crop and produce and such beauty that for as far as the eye could see, it was absolutely amazing on either side. Allah says, we gave them gardens. And we told them one thing. We only told them, be thankful. بلدة أشكر له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. Be thankful to He who gave you such a beautiful place of dwelling, and He is indeed a Lord who is forgiving. Be thankful. Allah said, you know what they did? Because they were drowning in the goodness that Allah bestowed upon them, they turned away from Allah, they reneged, they went out of the worship of Allah. Allah says, فَأَعْرَضُوا. One word. Allah says, they turned away. They didn't listen to us. So what did we do? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. So many things. Allah says, we sent them a storm and a flood, and we replaced their good gardens with that which was totally destroyed. Every fruit that came out of there was inedible. They could not eat it. Every flower, anything that happened there was burnt and destroyed. It was gone. And Allah says, we took it away from them completely. We turned it totally upside down. As a result of what? Ingratitude. Ingratitude. Brothers and sisters, when Allah gave you and He gave me, whatever He gave us, let's be grateful. Gratitude to Allah is actually by trying our best to be the best possible Muslim. That's all. Then we are showing gratitude to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.